True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I can see clearly. It's 2025, everyone. Last year, it was amazing. Wear your T-shirts. Talk about the banner. The pick six by Coop. The sack by Jalen Carter. Jalen's big game in the Super Bowl. Talk about it all you want. But when it comes to this team, Hugh, we got to see this thing clearly. I am. Kyle is. A lot of our callers are today. You are not. That's the problem.
I see it clearly. Believe your truth, people.
See, that's...
I mean, but that's what it is, Joe, because the beautiful thing about this sport that we all love is that we all see it from the from our perspectives. I mean, this is similar to when you have people that would pick the winner of the teams just because they like the color of the jerseys that they're wearing, or something where, you know, they like the name of the quarterback or they think his girlfriend's
sure.
cute. But
and we stuff can set
like
some
that.
Ground rules. 2024 is over. We're evaluating the 2025 Eagles. Well, some ground rules help.
You know, seeing it clearly and living your truth are like on two completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
But here's the thing. You're seeing it clearly might not be the same as somebody else is seeing
but
it.
And why, they're wrong and idiots.
It's not the case. You know how many times I walk around and I'm in earshot of people talking? And they talk about football. And they might say something that I know is wrong, but I'll chuckle because in my mind I'm like, live your truth. Like, if that's how you see it, then that's fine.
Well, you know what that is? That to me is the equivalent of just like, bless your little heart.
It is.
Okay, but doesn't that have the backdrop or the implication of you're wrong?
No, but
it's
silly.
Does. It does.
But who am I to tell a person that feels passionately about the way that they feel that they're wrong?
So you know
that's exactly what the whole point of what we do
is.
Not.
It's not. No, it's
quite
not.
Literally what we do every day.
No, we live our truths. There's been plenty of times we get on here.
I live the truth.
Okay.
No, you live your truth.
I can
in your mind, and you feel strongly about it.
Right, but I can respect you. You're allowed to have whatever opinion you want. I'm going to have mine, and I could believe I'm right. You could believe you're right, but we can all. Here's what I think we need to do. We just need to find a center ground we all start from. And that's the point of the pledge. It's 2025. We cannot bring up that, it wasn't a great game on Thursday, or, the passing game wasn't that great. Joe, they won the Super Bowl. That's nonsense. It has nothing to do with Thursday.
Well,
nothing.
Well, I think that when people see that and they say that, that's because a lot of times
they're coping.
Well, they hear different things. It's like Jalen has become a dog whistle. For a lot of people.
Well, that's their fault.
Well, yeah, well, you know, talk to Spike because, you know, it triggered. Like, he gets super triggered. But it's a dog whistle because you want to be, I feel like this, especially when you talk about him, you want to be right in your assessment of him. But the bottom line is this. To me, it's similar to Eli Manning. Eli Manning is considered not a great quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eli Manning won two Super Bowls and he beat the best quarterback that we consider on the planet.
So everything you just said is facts. I think people hearing that will be mad at you.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
That you're comparing those two, because I think there's a feeling here that Jalen is clearly better than Eli was.
Yeah, And that's okay. That's okay. But the bottom line is they both went to the Super Bowl and one won two and one's won one. But and here's the fact of what I'm saying of everything. Eli is going to the Hall of Fame, whether you like it or not. He going to the Hall of Fame.
So what you're saying there, you could also throw Joe Flacco as a similar kind of quarterback. Not a Hall of Famer, but Joe Flacco went and won the Super Bowl.
He won a Super Bowl, but...
And he was a good quarterback
I don't think when you talk about the level of consistency, however you want to parse that, Jalen has had a career, to me, even though Joe Flacco's went to the Super Bowl, that was better than Joe Flacco's.
Probably.
So it's different.
Flacco never was second in MVP voting. Yes. Right? He never had that high of a high.
So,
I agree.
So it's, whether we like it or not, it's your what you do matters. Because perfect example, Donovan McNabb. We talk about Donovan and whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt Donovan's a Hall of Famer if he would have won a Super Bowl. That might not be fair, but that's the way that guys are judged nowadays.
Well, for the Hall of Fame.
And when you talk about Lamar Jackson, because I think at the end of the day, that's when people, they might not say it, Joe, but that's the measuring stick.
The Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame. And when you talk about a Josh Allen and you talk about a Lamar Jackson, both of those guys you look at, by the way that they've played in their regular season accolades.
Hall of Fame.
Are on that Hall of Fame trajectory.
I agree.
And for what Jalen has done in the postseason, he is just as deserving, or he's on that same trajectory as those other guys, even though it doesn't look the same. You see what I'm saying?
I agree with you. I think they're on different trajectories that might land in the same place.
Yes, and that's the thing. And here's the thing when it comes to me with Jalen, because I saw everything that everybody else saw last year, right? The fact that when I talk about him and we going into the press box, I don't know what we're going to get from this cat today, But he won the game. So I started to change the way that I think about him, because here's the reality. There's not one direct way to get to a certain point. And when you look at their careers right now, and let's talk about their resumes, but when you look at their careers right now and what they've accomplished thus far, I feel confident and safe saying that they're all three of them are on a Hall of Fame trajectory. Jalen goes to one more Super Bowl, you can't and wins it. You can't tell me he's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Gets to two. The hard part with yours is though, and I agree with you. His is so dependent on other people.
But Joe.
But it is right. Like Allen and Lamar, if they just keep playing the way they do, they're going to go to the Hall of Fame. But they're going to go.
Yeah,
Jalen needs other people. And I'm not saying he's not a huge part of it, but that's...
He is a huge part of it,
Joe. No, I'm not saying he's not. But he also needs other people. If he plays great and the Eagles have injuries, he's not going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, and if that's the way you want to parse it, that's fine. But at the end of the day, he's still going to Canton. And I think that's the thing
They have to win in the Super Bowl.
No, but that's the thing that I don't think that people can... They can't wrap their mind around. Because... We're so wrapped up in our takes that we want to be right about the way that we think about
this. One quick thing, then we'll get to the coordinators. But this is what bothers me about the discourse. And it got to Jalen. The whole thing was about the Eagles, mostly. You can be on the path to Canton and not be an elite quarterback. You brought up Eli Manning. Eli Manning was very rarely, if ever, an elite quarterback. We all agree he's going to go in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
So, people have to accept there's two different, you said it, there's two different tracks. I'm with you. I'm with everyone. If Jalen keeps winning, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. We'll take a trip out there and have a bunch of people and we celebrate him.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean he's just always an elite quarterback. Eli Manning was very rarely, if ever, an elite quarterback, but he's going to go. I mean, that happens all the time.
I think for the sake of this argument, that's the word that everybody's stuck on.
What, elite?
Elite.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's.
I'm not stuck on that word. I feel confident. And saying that Jalen's a good quarterback, he's not Lamar and he's not Josh. But again, and I know we don't want to hear this, but his resume speaks volumes.
Yeah, that's using team resume.
But the NFL is a team game,
right.
And I think that's why we tend to, because we look at it like this: when we talk about those other guys, we talk about their individual accolades, right?
Yeah,
their individual accolades have not gotten them over the hump.
But it's not, well, I would say with Lamar, partially it is his fault. He struggled in big games.
Their individualism has not gotten him over the hump.
Because it's a team
okay,
game.
Okay, now let me flip it to Jalen. Now, for the sake of this argument, yes, Jalen was helped tremendously by his teammates the regular season.
Yes.
Is that, okay, we agree
with
that?
We're all on the same page.
Jalen took it to another level in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Okay, so there it is then. But he was in the Super Bowl. And Jalen.
What about the pledge?
No, listen to what I'm saying.
You said you
listen
took
to
the
what
pledge.
I'm saying. And Jalen, this is where I say, and this is where I talk about with Jalen being a great leader. Jalen delegated. Like, I'm just saying, keeping it a bean. He delegated during the regular season in order to get in the postseason. Yeah. Can we agree with that?
So,
then he took it on home. He took it to the promised land.
Well, the Eagles did. But, like, winning football games is a team accolade. Getting
who
into the Hall of Fame is an individual accomplishment, is it not?
Who got the MVP? Who got the MVP in the Super Bowl?
Who should have gotten the MVP?
That's not what I'm arguing.
What does that mean? Nick Foles has one.
Who got the MVP in the Super Bowl?
Doesn't matter, dude. So, like, here's the thing. Here's the big difference.
Didn't Dexter Jackson get one? And Larry Brown?
Malcolm Smith did.
Yes, there's been a lot of Super Bowl
MVP. We ain't talking about them. We're talking about Jalen.
But the Super Bowl MVP really doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, the logic sucks.
It really does.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
In the grand scheme of pro football?
It does.
But wait, how?
This is where people don't.
I guarantee you, 50% of our audience doesn't know who Dexter Jackson is. Barely remember his name.
This is where.
Who cares?
This is where it gets to.
You didn't take the pledge.
I didn't take the pledge.
No, because you just brought up Super Bowl MVP. That's the whole point.
No, this is where I'm trying to show you where it gets muddy for everybody. Because now we want to split hairs and talk about who did more than who in the Super Bowl.
It shouldn't be this money.
We talk about who did more than who.
Like, this is all pretty clear. Do you not agree?
No,
some guys, Hugh.
It's not
some
clear.
Guys, no, it is. Some guys are going to get in the Hall of Fame purely by how they play. Others need team accomplishments to go on the resume to put them in the
Hall
of Fame.
You think Matt Ryan a Hall of Famer?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
Maybe.
If Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer, Matt Ryan's a Hall of Famer.
Okay.
But what did Phillip Rivers do?
But those guys never won. They played really well for a long period of time.
But that's going to get them in. What did Phillip Rivers do?
No, this is exactly my point. Like, Eli Manning needed two Super Bowls or else he wouldn't even be in consideration.
If he only got one, he's not going.
Again.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Dan Marino is in the Hall of Fame because of how he played.
Dude, what did Fred Tarkenton win?
Nothing.
Dude, but he's
in the Hall of Fame.
Right, because
what
of how he played. This is the point.
What did Warren Moon mean? Warren Moon. Troy Aikman isn't even the best. Listen.
Hugh, you're making our point.
I'm not making your point.
You
what I'm trying to trying to tell you is this. There's different paths to going to the Hall of Fame.
We agree with you.
Troy Aikman
is exactly what I'm saying.
Right, so why are we arguing?
But the point is.
So why are we arguing?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But you, all right.
What the hell are we doing?
Okay, but I think we all, let me just say this, then move on. We can all get to the same place, but not be equal players.
And that's fine.
Right, I know, but then why does everyone get upset? That's the whole point. Hold on a second.
I'm not upset.
No, I know, but everyone gets upset. That's the whole point.
Because
Jalen Hurts may get to the Hall of Fame one day. I agree with you 100%. He's on that track.
Mm-hmm. You know why they get upset?
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because.
But he's not. Hold on. He'll be in the same room as Joe Montana and Peyton
yes.
Manning and Tom Brady.
Yes.
Right? And Brett Favre and all the other ones. He doesn't mean he's as good as them.
No, because, Joe, and this is why people get upset, because we'll sit here every day and we will talk about factual stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that, but when other people hear, and I try to tell y'all this all the time.
But that's their problem.
But they don't hear, because when they hear you say that, they feel like you're slighting Jalen.
It's a they problem, not a me problem. Like, if I give you a fact and you get upset about a fact, you are you're wrong.
But see, here's
like,
the fact.
You are the problem.
This is like you with the Twitter polls. They're just not listening.
Right.
But here's a fact. Jalen's won the Super Bowl, right? That's a fact.
Yes.
And Jalen's been to two.
Yes.
The other guys haven't been to none.
It doesn't mean he's better. That's
it
the,
means that, it and okay. It does.
It does
no,
not.
It, no, it
does. Stop. Well, Chris Chandler
listen,
went to. Stop.
Listen,
stop.
Listen
Chris
to what I'm
Chandler
saying.
Went to a Super Bowl.
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you.
Stan Humphries better than Josh Allen?
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I don't understand it.
I know, and I'm trying to explain it to you, but you won't let me because y'all keep yelling
because
at me.
Because you're saying something that doesn't hold up.
It does hold
Brock
up, Joe.
Purdy's better than Josh Allen.
Josh, yes.
No, he's
in that moment, yes, he was, because he got his team to the Super Bowl. That's what I'm trying to tell you. In the AFC Championship game, and this is the thing that I tried to tell Spike yesterday. What did Josh Allen do to get his team to the Super Bowl? Nothing.
No, he did nothing.
Excuse me?
He did nothing in the game?
He did nothing to get them there. Did they go?
Dude.
Did they go? Listen to what
no,
I'm saying.
Come on,
listen,
man.
Listen,
please.
Listen, because you're not listening.
No, this is insulting.
Who played in the Super Bowl? Who played in the Super Bowl
Dude.
Last year for the
I actually think you hurt Jalen's case by saying
this
stuff.
No, I don't.
You do, because you're comparing him to guys that didn't do anything.
No. What you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Trent Dilfer, and I know
what? And he got him to he you can't use Trent Dilfer because he got him to the
C
guy. They told Trent Dilfer
what? Because it's not convenient
not to do no because it's not convenient. You're talking about a guy who was a placeholder for a dynamic defense. Jalen wasn't that. Now you're disrespecting Jalen.
But that's the point, is that like you can get to a Super Bowl just by being a placeholder.
No.
That's not what Jalen is.
With all due respect, that's what you're missing about what I'm saying.
We make blanket
Josh
statements.
Allen, no, it's not a blanket statement.
If you go to a Super Bowl, you're better than someone that didn't?
When you tout Josh Allen the way that you tout him, and he doesn't get the job done in
he
the biggest moment.
He is a better player. It's okay.
I didn't say he wasn't a better player.
All right, that's the end. That should be the end of it then.
But when his team needed him the most, he didn't get it done.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the bottom line.
No, you got to be kidding me.
No,
his defense
put
up 32 points to the Chiefs,
look
dude.
Look at me, you people. I'm saying it with a straight face. He didn't get the job done. What is so hard about that to understand?
Oh, dude.
Jalen did get the job done.
This is.
What is so hard about that to understand?
It's, I mean, with that logic, it's very hard to understand.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
And I know positions are different. A scrub defensive end that won a Super Bowl is better than you?
If he won a Super Bowl, yes.
No, he's not.
Oh, come on, man.
He's not. You know deep down you're a better player.
You know what? Okay, for the sake of this argument, in my mind, Brandon Graham's a better defensive end than me.
But at least it's close.
No, like, it ain't close.
Dude, if we go win
close,
the Super Bowl.
But he's a better defensive end than me.
James Bradbury was on the team last year. Is he a better player than
you? Brandon wasn't a scrub. Brandon was good, right?
You know why Brandon is a better defensive end than I was? Because he played in two Super Bowls.
Okay,
and he had one of the most dynamic plays that you could ever have in a Super Bowl. And he goes down in Eagle lore because he did something that I was not able to accomplish.
Okay, can we try to find, and we really need to move on. Can we try to find a common ground? There's better careers and there's better players. I think, Jalen, you can make a case with a straight face. I'm not gonna argue. Jalen's having as good of a career as anyone not named Mahomes.
Jalen, right now, Jalen is on a Hall of Fame trajectory.
It's a great career.
We know.
We agree with you.
So,
but
okay,
it doesn't mean he's a better player than everybody
never said
else.
That.
But you did.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't. I said he was a better player in the moment that he needed to be than Josh Allen. I did say that.
Well, that's clutch. That's not better.
That's also that's also debatable in and of itself.
I know.
Well, what we're doing right now is just playing semantics, because y'all know deep down in your hearts that
we're just using logic.
I'm right. That's not. That's what I'm saying. You're trying to bring logic to
God forbid, for once.
Because I'm trying to tell you.
Okay,
it don't work when we talk about football.
If we're just having a regular conversation, can we set the emotion aside? Logically, Hugh, you know we're right.
No.
No, okay.
I don't, because
right,
I'm trying to tell
then
you.
Then forget it.
Kyle, I agree. When you sit here, then we're going to take it back to the beginning. And when we were talking, and I said, Spike asked me, who is the better quarterback? I said, without a doubt, Josh Allen.
That's okay, it, then. That's
done.
The story.
Thank
okay,
you.
But that's not the end of the story. Well, that's not the end of the story.
Okay, for the sake of this conversation, it is.
No, it's not.
Because we can have all the other conversations about Hall of Fame, what their team accomplishes. We're just asking who's the better player.
Okay, because that's the narrative that you choose to go with.
No.
The bottom line is, who won the Super Bowl?
Oh, my God.
Because that's what okay. I'm saying. Mm-hmm. We are talking about you want to go with your narrative, and I'm going to go with mine. And at the end of the day, both of them going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
Bless your little heart.
And one of them's going to have two.
I
resent that guy.
Hold on a second.
I resent you using that on me.
Are we already penciling Jalen? He has a bust etched already?
For the sake of this argument, yes.
Okay. I agree he's on the path, but that's...
I am living my truth
every
day.
I mean, that's a remarkable truth. I mean, this is remarkable stuff.
I don't like how Kyle blessed his heart me. Don't do that. You can't do that to me. It's unfair.
You know what triggered all of us?
What?
The Brock Purdy nonsense. I mean, and I think Purdy's a good player. But to say that he's better than Allen.
He is.
No, he's not.
He went to the Super Bowl. Did Allen go to the Super Bowl? Did he go to the Super Bowl? Let's answer the question. Simple yes or no question, Joe. It's going to hurt you to say
it's not going to hurt me. Because you know why? Because you know why?
What?
I just woke up today and realized Chris Chandler, he's better than, like, you know, Matt Ryan and Phillip Rivers.
Well, Matt Ryan went to the Super Bowl.
Excuse me, Phillip Rivers.
He better than Super. Phillip Rivers. I said Super.
Chris
Rivers.
Chandler is better than Phillip Rivers.
And, well, yeah.
And Trent Dilfer. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's fine. I mean, as long as we've gotten to that point,
we got to stay. As long as you stay consistent, that's all that matters.
I give up.
No, you don't.
Point to Douglas. I give up. Chris Chandler better than Phillip Rivers.
No,
we're all done. We're done.
I mean, no, you don't. We're gonna have this argument again.
I give.
It's coming.
Up.
Oh,
why?
Wait a minute. You know what's even better?
I gave up.
We ain't even had our quarterback rankings yet. Ooh, I'm going to really get on your nerves with this one.
No, you know why? Because you didn't take the pledge. 215-592-9494. All right, we promised the coordinators. Let's hit that next. What Petullo said yesterday, what Fangio said yesterday, you hear that next. I need a break. I don't know about you guys. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football brings out all kind of emotions. You just heard it. We just sat here and argued about a bunch of nonsense. But, hey, you know what? I'm living my truth. But that feeling you get when your bet doesn't hit, that one hurts like no other. That's the feeling that you don't want to have. But we ain't got to worry about that no more because we got a game day guarantee from Fanatics Sportsbook. Here's how it works, everybody. Every single game now until October, new customers get up to 100%, $100 back in fan cash if your football bet loses. That's guaranteed. And now additionally, new customers can also bet $10 to get $100 back in fan cash. Think about it. If you're betting with Fanatics, you're either winning or you're winning back money in fan cash. Fan cash that you can use on anything. You can use it on stuff like apparel, tickets, bonus bets, and more. Why risk it with other sports books when you can switch to a sure thing? I don't know what y'all thinking if y'all don't do this. Every single game day until October comes with a guarantee. Your old sports book, they're out for the season. Fanatics Sportsbook has your back. Go check it out yourself. Download the app today. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Hey! Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference. It can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.